刚才呢，我们这些小孩子在这里的献诗，心中实在是满了欢喜快乐。
Seeing these young children offering their praises, my heart is full of joy.
主在地上不止一次的说，要我们都要回转成像孩子一样。
And more than once, our Lord said that we should turn ourselves into just like children.
就是这么简单。
It's that simple.
有些开口唱的。
Some open their mouth to sing.
那也有不开口唱的。
And some did not.
但是他们就是这样来到神的面前。
But they all came to be in front of God.
那神说就悦纳他们。
And so said, God said, accept them.
愿主保守他们的这一生。
May the Lord bless the rest of their lives.
也愿主纪念服侍这些孩童的弟兄姐妹们。
And may the Lord also remember those who serve these children.
好不好？我们打开圣经。
Let's turn to our Bible.
我们翻到哥林多前书。
And turn to 1 Corinthians.
我们今天要读三段经文。
We'll read from three paragraphs from the Bible.
我们首先把我们的圣经翻到哥林多前书第一章。第十节到十三节的上半部分。
So we'll first turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and we'll read from verse 10 to the first part of verse 13.
哥林多前书第一章第十到第十三节的上半部分。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, chapter 1 verse 10 through first part of verse 13.
翻到了请听我读。
I'll read first.
弟兄们，我藉着我们的主耶稣基督的名劝你们多说一样的话，你们中间也不可分党，只要一心一意，彼此相合。
Now I exhort you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all agree, and that there be no division among you.
因为格莱斯家里的人对我提起弟兄们来说你们中间有纷争，我的意思就是你们个人说我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属基法的，我是属基督的。基督是分开的吗？
But that you may compete in the same mind, be complete in the same mind and in the same judgment. For I have been informed concerning you, my brethren, by close people, that there are quarrels among you. Now I mean this, that each one of you is saying, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ.Has Christ been divided?
然后我们把圣经往后翻，翻到第三章，我们要读第三到第四节。
And then turn further to chapter 3, same First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3 and 4.
哥林多前书第三章第三到第四节。
First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3 to 4.
你们乃是属肉体的，因为你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体？照着世人的样子行吗？有说我是属保罗的，有说我是属亚波罗的，这岂不是你们和世人一样吗？
Verse 3 and 4. For you are still fleshly. For since there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not fleshly? And are you not walking like mere men? For whom one says, I am of Paul, another, I am of Apollos, are you not mere men?
然后我们再跳到这一章的最后，我们再读一下二十一到二十三节。
And then chapter 3, verse 21 to
23. 二十一到二十三节。
Verse 21 to 23.
所以无论谁都不可拿人夸口，因为万有全是你们的，或保罗，或亚波罗，或基法，或世界，或生，或死，或现今的事，或将来的事，全是你们的。并且你们是属基督的，基督又是属神的。
Verse 21 to 23. So then let no one boast in men, for all things belong to you, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come. All things belong to you, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God.
我们低头再有点祷告。
Let's bow and have another prayer.
主啊，你已经将你的话语向众弟兄们打开。
Lord, you have opened up your words to brothers and sisters.
我们就求你将那天上赐人智慧与启示的灵赏赐下来。
And we pray that you will give us the heavenly wisdom which reveals your secrets.
你使用下面的这段时间。
May you use the following time.
来亲自向我们说话。
And speak to us.
你让我们讲的，让我们翻译的。 能够讲得明白，翻译得清楚。
May those who speak and translate, may we be able to translate, reveal your words clearly.
你更让我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹们都能够把你的话语听到我们的心中。
And also may all the brothers and sisters who sit here can hear your words and take the words into our hearts.
愿意这些话能够留在我们心中的时候，就成为我们日常生活之中的警戒。
And as these words dwell in our heart, may they be reminders for us in our daily lives.
愿意我们在座的每一位都能够像这群小孩子一般，能够活在你的面前。
And may every single one of us just be just like the children who were on stage to live that way in front of you.
活出你所要我们活出的见证来。
And to live out testimony that you want us to live out.
我们这样感恩交托的祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We give you thanks and we pray this in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们刚才所读的第一段经文。
So in the first passage we just read.
是出自于哥林多前书第一章第十到第十三节。
It came from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
我们如果看新约的话,
And if we look at the New Testament,
我们总共知道保罗在新约里头共写了十三卷书。
We know that Paul wrote 13 of the books of the New Testament.
那在这十三卷书信之中,
And among those books,
他告诉我们他所服侍的众教会的里头,
And he tells us that among the churches that he served,
好像哥林多教会是一个问题多多的教会。
It seems that the church in Corinthian is one that has many problems.
我们刚才读的这段经文。
So in the passage we just read,
保罗是保罗写给他们的这第一封书信里头所提出的众劝诫里头的第一个。
So this is one of the first encouragements from Paul to this church.
他也是指出他教会之中所存在的第一个问题。
And in which he also point out the very first problem that exists in this church.
在第四节他是这样说。
In verse 4 he said,
弟兄们，我藉着我们主耶稣基督的名来劝你们。
So he says that, Now I exhort you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道这个劝字是一个特别强调的语气的词。
So we know that this word exhort is a very strong word.
它第一次是出现在经文之中，对我们印象最深的可能就是罗马书十二章第一节那边的话。
So the very first time that it's been used, that particular word's use is in Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
他说我们要以神的慈悲来劝你们。
So that it says that we urge you. It was the mercy of our Lord.
这个劝本身的意思是指一种强烈的恳求。
So the word itself has this very strong, it has a very strong urging.
然而这个恳求这个字，它还跟圣经里头另外一个字，就是保惠师，是同字根的一个字。
But yet, the same word shares the same root as another word, which means the comforter.
换句话说，保罗在这里，他是藉着我们主耶稣基督的名来劝哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹们。
In other words, Paul was urging the brethren in the church of Corinth to in the name of our Lord Jesus.
他不是站在一个使徒的那个属灵的那个权柄的地位上来直接的命令他们。
So he did not stand from the point of as an apostle, and to command the brethren.
他乃是像着圣灵保惠师那样，有着慈母般的心肠来劝告他们。
But just like the spiritual comforter, he stands there to urge. The brethren.
他劝告他们什么呢?
And what was he urging them to do?
他说你们要多说一样的话。
And he urged them to say that be complete in the same mind.
你们中间不可分党，只要一心一意，彼此相合。
And that there be no division, and that you be made complete in the same mind and the same judgment.
我们在读中文的译本的这几节经文的时候。
And so when we read the Chinese version,
我们可以知道中文的译本把这一个劝告的内容分成了三个短语。
And so in the Chinese version, it separates what, But Paul's urging them into three short phrases.
这个三个短语的结构, 在原文里头动词都是用的命令语气。
And so all of these three passages, the verb they use it all in command format.
那哪三个短语呢?
Which three?
第一个是你们要说一样的话。
And that is that you to speak in one word.
第二个是在你们中间不可以分打。
And secondly, is there be no division among you.
第三个,你们要彼此相合,是在一个心思,一个意见的里头。
And thirdly, is that you may be made complete in the same mind and the same judgment.
如果我们知道一点,当时整本圣经所用来的希腊文的那个文法的结构的时候。
So if we have a little bit of background on the Greek grammar that was used at the time.
我们知道他这里是用了一个当时文法里头一个最简单的一个中心对称的结构。
So we know then we know that he used the most simple way of constructing this particular phrase.
用通俗的话是什么呢?
So to speak in the common tongue, it means
就是用着那个三明治的那个结构。
To put simply, actually, he uses a structure similar to a sandwich.
那个三明治的上面的一块面包呢?
So what's in place of the bread part of the sandwich?
就是说你们要说一样的话。
Is to say that you are to speak with one word.
啊，当然只是一个意义了。
But of course, that's just a comparison.
它直接的意思就是你们嘴上说的要是一样的。
So more accurately, it means that what comes out of your lips, what comes out of your mouth should be the same.
啊，那个专名字的这个下面的这个字呢？
And then the second layer.
啊，下面的这块面包呢？
The bread that's on the bottom.
就是你们要被彼此相合，是在一个样的心思、一样的意念的里面。
Is that you be made complete in the same mind in the same judgment?
啊，这个心思是什么意思呢？
And what does that mean to have the same mind?
啊，心思就是我们的心思意念呢。
Is that's our whole entire thoughts and being?
啊，同样的，这个字是用在罗马书十二章二节那边，说你们只要心意更新而变化，那个心意就是这里的心智。And
so same word is being used in Romans chapter 12 verse 2, where it says mentioned about renewing of the mind. So that's the same word here.
那这个意呢是什么意思呢？
So what does the same judgment mean?
那这个意呢，是一个意见，是做了一个决定的意思。
It means it's an opinion having made the same decision.
那用我们大家能够理解的想法，话语来说，这一心一意是指着一句什么意思呢？
So in other words, in a way that we can understand, to paraphrase this, in a way that we can understand what this one mind, the same mind and same judgment mean.
他说到我们整个人呢，对一件事情的看法，一个思想的过程。
It's talk about the way that we perceive a particular event.
你不仅有同样的那个思想的逻辑，有同样的思想的程序。
And that means that not only do we have the same logic in how we view things, but also how we process the entire event.
而且呢，你在思想结果以后，接受以后呢，你要得出一个一样的那个结果来，或者是结论来。
And then at the end of that thought process, we come to the same conclusion.
那么这个意这个字，它在原文里头出现了那个最接近原文的一个翻译是在哪个地方呢？
And so in the matter of the same judgment, this word judgment, where has it appeared also in the other part of the Bible?
如果我们知道那个在使徒行传二十章第三节那边。
So if we look at Acts chapter 20 verse 3.
那边讲的保罗呢,他要定义万马其顿去。
And it talked about how Paul had decided to go to Estonia.
那个马其定义的义呢，就是这里的这个义的意思。
And so there he used the word decided. So that's the same word that's being used here.
那你说到他是什么呢？说到他做了一个决定，做了一个判断，他最后要往马其顿去。
And so in other words, basically Paul made up his mind. He decided to go there.
那什么是彼此相合呢？
And what does it mean to have the same mind?
那个彼此相合，我们中文里头好像翻译成两个字。
And so in Chinese version, it seems we translate it with two words.
啊，但是在原文里头呢，它是一个字。
But in the original language, it's just one word.
啊，它最基本的意思呢，是把一个本来一件好的东西，结果破损了，我们要把它修补起来，让这个东西恢复到原来的那个完全的那个状态。
And so what it originally means is that something that used to be complete, but then it was broken, and then so you fix it, you mend it to be just as good as new.
那所以这个字呢，在原文里头最直接它初始意思的这个字是用在什么地方呢？
So the very first time when that word was used in the Bible, where could it be found?
它是用在马太福音第四章第二十一节那边说到补网啊，补那个渔网的那个补字。
So it's used in Matthew chapter 4, verse 21, where it says mending of net.
因为这个渔网破了，就有了破口。
Because if the net was broken, then it has this gap.
它的功用就不行了，对不对？
And then it cannot fully meet its intended function.
所以我们要把这个网的那个破口给补上，让这个网呢再重新进它那个完全的功能。
And so that's why we need to mend the net so that it can we can restore its original function.
那在这个字在提撒罗尼迦前书第三章第十节那边被翻译成补马。
And then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 10, it's that word is also translated to mean complete what is lacking.
那里说到就是补满你们信心的不足啊。
So to complete in the full sentence is complete what is lacking in your faith.
然后这个字慢慢的再引申下来，用在弟兄姐妹们彼此扶持的身上，彼此配搭的身上的时候。
And as we move on, this word continues to evolve to be used among brothers and sisters who are supporting one another.
啊，它就变成中文翻译成成全。
As to make prepare.
啊，这个字呢，这样的翻译呢，在希伯来书第十三章二十一节和彼得前书第五章第十节那边就是这样翻译的。
And that's how it's translated in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 21 and 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10.
那换句话说
，In other words，
他在这里要求我们这两个面包的形式是什么意思呢
？So what exactly is Paul asking of us？
我们在这里聚集啊。
And it means that as we gather here,
我们在弟兄姐妹们在一起啊，
that as brothers and sisters all gather together,
我们要活出一个一的光景来，
that we need to live out this oneness.
这个一的光景是什么呢？在我们的外在的表现上是表现在什么地方呢？
And then what does that mean? How do we represent that outwardly?
啊，我们不仅嘴上要说一样的东西。
And it means that not only does the same type of words come out of our lips.
就是我们从我们的口舌之中发表出来的要是一样的。
It means that what comes through our mouths is the same.
第二个呢，我们的心思意念里头的想法或者得出来的推论，我们思考方向的问题也是一样的。
And in addition, the way that how we think.And how we come to conclusion should also be the same.
而且在我们彼此配搭的服事之中，如果一位弟兄或者一位姊妹一些服事的恩赐不够，或者我们在服事的过程之中出现了一些不足或者是破口的话，
and also as we serve one another, maybe there are someone who wronged another person or somebody who couldn't completely do what they're given.Or there's some something that's broken, in, like similar to how a fishing net was broken.
我们不是去责备啊。
We do not go to rebuke.
我们乃是要起来补上这个缺口。
But rather, we should rise and mend that broken net.
让我们这样的一个整体一样的一个聚会一样的一个身体，重新恢复到一个神所。创造的或者他设计的那个新衣的里头的那个功能
so that the entire church can return back to the original way how God had intended in his will
对于神来说这叫完全
and then to God then that means complete
对于我们弟兄姐妹之间人来说我们叫彼此成全
and then on the perspective us as brothers and sisters, that means completing one another.
那这个三明治中间的那个部分呢?
And so, what about the middle layer of the sandwich?
就是那块肉是什么呢?
So, what is that meat made of?
就说在你们中间不可以分担。
And it is worth that there be no divisions among you.
当我们简单地读到这个三明治这个结构的时候,
And so as we see what Paul is saying as described, think of it as a sandwich, as like a structure of a sandwich.
我们就可以发现这一段的意思是什么?
Then we could discover what it means.
它的上下两片面包一般的是表达一个对称的意思。
The top and the bottom piece of bread represent symmetry.
有的时候呢，这上下面包是相同的意思。
And sometimes that the top and the bottom piece of bread means that it's the same.
那有的时候呢，这下面的一块呢是比那边更深的意思。
And sometimes it also means the bottom part may be a little bit have a deeper meaning than one on the
top. 我们刚才交通的这一段是下面的这段经文比那个上一段经文要更深一点的要求。
And as we just shared, the bottom part, the second passage we shared has a little bit higher requirement than the one on top.
然而在这个结构之中所表达的方式，它的论证的中心是不在那上下两片面包。
But yet the key aspect of these two passages we just read is not just in what they merely say as the bread.
他所阐述的一个重点是那中间的那块肉。But
the important part of this whole entire thing is that the meat, the middle part.
换句话说，我们读了这段经文以后，我们就知道他从这一段开始往下要论述的一个中心是什么呢？
In other words, as we read these passages, what's the important lesson it's trying to lead us to?
他论述的中心就是你们中间不可分担。
And that important lesson is that part where it says that there be no division among you.
所以我们如果把哥林多前书从这里往下读的话，你可以一直读到四章的末了，这些所有的话。 都是围绕着这个主题来说的。
And so if you're to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and all the way to chapter 4, that is the central theme of these entire the chapters.
然后他下面11节告诉我们他为什么要提起这件事呢?
And then in verse 11, he mentioned why is he bringing all this up.
他为什么要下面要开始论述这个主题呢?
And why he explained why he wants to bring us to this topic.
他说在11节说，他说因为格莱斯家里的人曾对我提起弟兄们来说你们中间有纷争。
As verse 11, he says, For I have been informed concerning you, my brethren, by close people, that there are quarrels among you.
我们中文里的这个提起来说啊。
So in Chinese, when he says being informed or brought up, somebody brought up about you.
让我们感觉到好像是漫不经心的、漫不经意的把这件事情提到的。The
word choice here makes us feel like it's been just casually mentioned.
实际上这个字是一个很严肃的一个字。
In actuality, this is a very serious, it has a very serious connotation to it.
它这个字本身的意思是很严肃地把这个问题给提出来或者给揭露出来。It
means, what it actually means, that word, is that it's very seriously being brought up, being discovered or being revealed.
它在哥林多前书3章13节那边说到表明。
And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13, it's talked about it being shown.
那在希伯来书第9章第8节那边用翻译成子民。
And then in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 8, it uses the word signifying.
你从这个字的意思来看，你就知道当时哥林多教会所存在的这个纷争的这个事情，一方面说到。 的确是一个事实。
So from these the choice of words that's being used, you can see that at the time in the Church of Corinthians, this matter truly on one hand is a fact. These were facts.
另外也指明了这件事是一个很严肃的事情，或者是很一个很严重的问题。
And then on the other hand, it also means that these are very serious matters.
12节他没有进一步指出这个纷争的。 定义，或者说什么叫纷争，他没有说这一点。
In verse 12, he didn't give a definition of what division means.
但是他把这个纷争的这个外事实的一些外在的表明表现给说出来了。
But he lists out some of the outward signs of the result of this division.
那么到了第三节，他用了一个反义的疑问句，反义的疑问句就隐含着一个正确的道理那个地方。他来结束这一段劝告。
And then in the third verse, he then used a way to ask a question.
他说这个基督是分开的吗？
And he says that, has Christ been divided?
如果我们再看得细一点。
And then if we to read this a little bit more.
原来在这个里头，基督是用的一个单数的形式。
Here, where Christ uses a it's being used as a singular.
而且在这个基督前面有一个定冠词。
And then in front of that, there's a
定冠词。
Participant.
那我们直接的翻译是什么呢？
So our direct translation is that.
难道那基督是分开的吗？
It means that that Christ could be divided.
所以我们把这几节经文把它连起来看一看的话。
So if we look at all these passages together in one sequence.
我们发现他这里用了三个字来说同样的一件事。
We can see that they use three words to talk about the same thing.
一个是在第十节里头说到分党。
So in the one is in the verse 10, it says the division.
那第二个字呢是在十一节里头那边说到纷争。
And then in the second part, which is in verse 11, it talks about the quarrel.
另外一个字呢是在第十三节所说到的那个分开。
And then the third part is in verse 13, use the word divided.
那么我们读中文的时候，我们不知道这个字之间有什么差别。
So when reading the Chinese version, you may not be able to discern much difference between these three.
我们只是知道他用了三个不同的字。
All we know is just that they used three different words.
但是是指着一件事情来说的。
But in actuality, it's all point to the same event.
但是如果我们有点心思的话，把这三个字再稍微看一看的话。
But if we pay a little bit more attention and take a closer look at these three words.
我们就会知道神在这保罗在这里说你们不可分党，那个分党这个事实的到底的问题所在在什么地方。
And here Paul says that you cannot be, there be no divisions among you, and Paul points to where what the central idea was that caused the division.
我们首先来说来看第十节的分党跟第十三节的分开。
So let's take a first the word division versus the word divided in verse 13.
我们要看这两个字之间的内涵的差别的时候。
So if we were to look at, dive in and look at the real difference between these words,
我们可以把它回到一段经文里头去看。
We can refer back to another passage.
那这段经文出现在什么地方呢？
And where is this passage?
它是在约翰福音第十九章第二十三到二十四节那边。
It exists in John chapter 19, verse 23 to
24. 那边说到当罗马的兵丁把主耶稣钉在十字架上以后。
And we talk about when, after the Roman soldier had nailed Jesus upon the cross.
他们呢就把他的衣服啊，那些衣服指外衣之类的哈，衣服拿过来分成了四份。
They took his outer garments and made four parts.
那每个兵呢都能够拿一份。
A part to every soldier.
那这个一份的份。
And this word is a part.
这个一份的这个份这个字。
And so this word a part.
就是那个分开的那个字是相同字根的。
It's the same word as the word division.
十三节的那个分开。
Divided.
那个是一个字根。
It's the same word as the word divided in verse 13.
说明说呢，这个东西呢是可以分开的。
In other words, that it means that this thing could be separated, could be divided.
然后呢，他又拿他的内衣来分。
And then now next day they try to divide up his clothes.
他们原则上他们意思呢要把这个内衣呢也分成四份。
Oh, so, sorry, the tunic. And so originally they wanted to divide that up into four parts as well.
这个分开这个四份啊，就是说，结果他们想去分的时候，他们发现他的这个内衣啊，原来是没有份的。换句话说，它是三下一片的。
And so as they were going to divide up his tunic, they realized that it was seamless.
换句话说呢，这个他的这个内衣啊是一块完整的一个布，他不能把它当成那个可分的把它分开。
It's a complete cloth, so they can't separate it into four pieces.
那如果硬要把它分开的话呢，他就把这一块整的布呢给撕开了。So
if they are trying to forcefully divide that the tunic into four parts, then it means that they are tearing the cloth apart.
啊，那句这个话呢，这个撕开了这块布就没有任何价值了，对不对？
But then the result is that the cloth will be wouldn't be worth anything.
那换句话说，这个撕开就是那个分担的。
In other words, the trying to divide the tunic, that word is the same as the division that's used in verse 10.
那换句话说在这里说,
in other words, here it says,
就是你们中间不可以分党,
that there be no divisions among you.
为什么不可以分党呢?
Why not?
因为我们在座的在人的眼中, 虽然可能是一个一个的个体,
because among all of us, if to people on the outside, it may seem like we are individuals.
我们在聚会的过程之中有了一些方便，我们可能也分成不同的一些 group，就是小组。And
then as we congregate, sometimes we also separate into small groups for discussion.
但是在神眼中，你们都是那个一呀。But
however, in the eyes of God, you are that we are that tunic.
你们是一个完整的一体。That
we are one complete body.
你们不可以把它当成可以分开的东西，把它分开。We
cannot be treated as something that could be divided and then divided among ourselves.
如果你把它分开的话，And
if you are to go ahead and divide it,
就等于把一个完整的布给它撕开了。It's
as if you are tearing apart a complete piece of clothing.
所以我们这个教会的在这个地方的这个见证还有什么功效呢？
And if that's the case, then what's the meaning of our testimony?
13节说, 难道那基督是可以分开的吗?
In verse 13 it says, has Christ
been divided?
Because Christ is a complete tunic.
你可以去把它当成一个可分的去分开吗?
Can you treat it as something that could be divided?
既能告诉我们你不可以把它分开。
And here it tells us that no, you cannot divide.
我们刚才也说到了。
And like we just mentioned,
当我们看到这一段这几个字的时候，我们就知道他为什么指出这样的一个问题的严重性。
As we read these words, then we know the why is Paul pointing how serious this matter is.
十一节呢，中间的第二个动词就是纷争啊。So
in the verse 11, in the middle, the word the second verb is quarrels.
这是将那个分党或者那个分开的那个本质的东西给指出来。
And that is pointing out the essence of what caused the division among people.
这个纷争的意思本身是一种争竞、争吵的意思。And
so this word quarrel itself means is to fight with another.
换句话说，我们有上面的这两个分开，其中的它的本质是有一个争竞的灵在那边运行。In
other words, these divisions that we talk about behind all of it. Is there just the spirit of division?
我们说到十二节，他只讲出这个分党的这个外面的这种表现。As
I've mentioned before in verse 12, he only went in to describe the outward appearance of our signs as a result of this division.
啊，说到为什么说到你们中间有纷争呢？
And so, as in talk about why is there divisions among you?
我为什么要提到说到你们中间有纷争这件事呢？
And why am I bringing this up, the fact that there's division among you?
我说的这个有纷争这个意思，就是下面的这个表现。
And the division that I'm talking about is represented by this.
其实原文里的更直接，那个意思是没有的。
And so, in the original text, the the text didn't go into that direction.
我说的这件事就是下面的这些事情。
It says that what I'm talking about is this.
因为你们有些人在这里说，我是属保罗的，我是属亚伯罗的，我是属基法的，我是属于基督的。
Now I mean this, that each one of you is saying, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ.
为什么有一些人说我是属于保罗的呢？
So why do some people say that he is of Paul?
圣经里头对保罗的这个身世介绍了比较多。
And so in the Bible, it gave a pretty good detailed description about Paul's life.
但时间关系我不能给他交通多少。
But due to time constraint, I can't share with you too many of it.
那我简单地提两点给弟兄姐妹们。
I'll just simply bring these 2 points to you.
那么我们知道保罗他是生在基利家的大叔。
So we know that Paul is, he, according to himself, he says he's a Jew of Tarsus in Cilicia.
他说这个大叔这座城啊，不是一个无名的小城啊。
And this is not an insignificant city.
因为我们也知道大叔是一个著名的大学城。
Because we know that it's like it was a very famous college town.
他以他们的那个哲学的这个学术为闻名的这座城市。
And then this city is proud of its philosophy.
这座城市在当时的名声可以相当于我们现在的这些世界上最有名的，比如说纽约啊这些一样的。
And then at its time, it's as famous as our, for example, modern day New York City. And he was raised in Jerusalem.
And
he was educated under Gamaliel and strictly according to the laws of our, the father, their fathers. Being zealous for God.
而且他说我比那个这个同龄的这些人里头呢更有长进。
And he also said, I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries.
那么出来以后呢他还做了法利赛人。
And afterwards he became a Pharisee.
当然我们这个时代因为我们读了福音书的缘故，我们对法利赛人的这个感觉不是那么好了，对不对？
And so as for us, because we read the gospel, so we our impression of a Pharisee is not that great.
然而在那个时代，你知道吗？这个法利赛人是当初犹太教中的那些精英分子。But
yet, at the time, the Pharisees, they are the cream of the crop of among the Israelites.
那我们现在的话来说，就是保罗啊，当时啊，他是什么样的一个人呢？
So to put it in today's context, Paul is, in today's context, he is someone like.
他是出生在一个文明的、一个文化修养极高的一个大城市里头。
He was born in a city that is known for its culture.
然后呢，他又考取了耶路撒冷的那最著名的、第一流的那个大学。
And then he studied in the most famous college in Jerusalem.
他在第一流的老师的指导下，他拿到他的。 博士学位,
and he, under the guidance of the most famous teacher, he got his PhD.
然后他进了他这个国家里头的最精英的阶层。
And he entered into the department of the highest regarded department in his country.
然而他也说，他的热心，就着他的热心来说，他在律法上是无可指摘的。
And also, according to his zeal for his faith, he cannot be.
所以他信主之前，So
before he believed in the Lord,
他极力地迫害那信奉那道的人。He
persecuted those people who serve and believe in the Lord.
甚至在他们这些有些人被杀的那个山头，他也说是出头名，出名脱了案了。
And even to the matter of among those saints who were martyred, he has something to do with
it.
It's been, I guess in today's context, it means that it's as if his name has been recorded in a court proceeding when it comes to against the Christians.
或者就是像合议庭啊，就是法官在审判完了以后，要决定对他刑罚的时候，有一群人在那个地方要投一个小石头，你是表示赞成定他有罪呢，还是 不赞成他有罪。
And he was also involved in the small group that ultimately determined the proper punishment for someone who's been accused.
他这里说呢，他是出名定了案的，也就是说他是出投下了赞成票的。
And so here, what it says, it means that he is someone who casted his vote against the accused for being Christian.
那不仅如此啊，他还从大祭司那边要了文书，他直接到各家各地里去抓那些基督徒来进到监狱之中。
And not only that, but he also got the documents, the proper documents and authority from the high priest to go and capture the Christians and send them to the prison.
而且把他抓起来，还对他身上，对这些人身上用极刑，要他们说那些亵渎的话。
And then not only did he capture them, but then he also forced them to blaspheme.
可见，如果用现在的话来说。
And so to use today's terminology.
保罗这个人呢、啊？
Paul,
他在信主之前
before he believed in the Lord,
他有两个特点
he had these two particular elements about him.
一个呢
one,
他在世界上是大有前途的如果他不信主的话他的前途是一片光明的
he is someone, if he didn't later turn and to become a believer in the Lord, he is someone to this world, is full, his future is very bright.
那我们现在在我们的弟兄姐妹中间不是也有一些很多传道人也是这样的吗
？And today among our preachers, don't we all know somebody like that as well?
当主的呼召临到他的时候，他毅然放下了这世界上这丰厚的工作。
When the Lord's calling came to them, they laid down all the future opportunities they have in the world.
听过他们讲的信息不
？And have you heard?Their testimony.
无形之中就带出一股力量，对不对
？And from that, just from their sharing, you could feel this power.
那第二个特点是什么呢
？And secondly,
啊，他在信主之前，他对于基督徒来说，他是一个十恶不赦的人呐、啊。
And so before he became believers, to the way that he treated Christian is just very very cruel.
那今年六月份，香港不也有一位弟兄吗？对不对？
So,
去世了，被主接走了。
So in this past June, a brother in Hong Kong went to be with the Lord.
啊，他的出生以前是黑帮啊。
And so he was born into a gang.
他蒙主接受，蒙信了福音以后。他出来传福音，你就看他那个场面，他一传福音，有多少人来举手
？And after he believed in the Lord, he went out to preach gospel. And every time he preached, there are many people gathered to listen to him.
然而，保罗在去大马士的路上的时候，他被神的光所照的时候
，Yet on the way, when Paul was on his way to Damascus, the Lord's light shone upon him.
他问了主两句话。你是谁？我当做什么
？And he asked the Lord two questions: Who are you, and what should I do?
自此以后，他跟从主的路上，他的那个在实际生活之中，在人的眼中是蒙着各种的难处，对不对
？And then after this event, from for the rest of his life, from the perspective of the people of this world, it seems that his life.Was filled with difficulties.
但是在属灵的经历之中，实在是令我们在座的每一位人都十分羡慕。
But yet his spiritual experience is something that's worthy of, that worth all of our jealousy of.
他曾经有三年在阿拉伯旷野的那个隐藏的生活。
And so he lived a hermit life of 3 years in the desert, in the Arabian desert.
他也曾经被提到三层天上，听到那奥秘的言语。
And he also was raised to the third heaven to hear the mysterious language.
他有三次的旅行不到，他的足迹到达那个时候的地极。
And he had three missionary trips in which he reached pretty much the rest of the known world at the time.
他被称为外邦人的使徒。
He was called the gospel the apostle of the Gentiles.
新约。二十七卷书中有十三卷是藉着保罗的手给写下来的。
And out of the 27 books in the New Testament, 13 of those were authored through Paul.
看这一位保罗。
So if you take a look at this Paul,
我是属他的。
If you say I am of him,
我们是属他的。
We are of Paul.
然而当一群人说完这句话以后。
But yet, when these people finished talking,
有一群人不服了。
Another group did not want to feel to be appear to be less.
他说不错，保罗他是出生于大树。
And they may say, yeah, of course, yes, Paul was born in Cilicia.
他也受过严谨的这个大学的教育。
And then he also received this great education.
但是我们中间也有一位人呢。
But we also have someone among us.
他就是亚波罗。
Apollos.
亚波罗虽然圣经里头对他介绍了用的经文不多。
So even though the Bible didn't describe much, too much about his life,
啊，只有短短的几节，特别最明显的是在《使徒行传》十八章二十四到二十五节。
And then, so in particular, it's in Acts chapter 18, verse 24 to 25.
他说我们这位亚波罗啊。
And they would say that this Apollos
是生在当时的亚历山大呀。
He was born in Alexander.
当时的亚历山大跟大树一样的文明啊。
So at the time, Alexander is just as well known as Tarsus.
亚历山大是一个海口城市。
It's a port. It's a port city.
它也是一个大学城啊。
It's also a college town.
而且它的那个学术的中心是医学呀。
And then.It is known for the medical technologies.
你保罗算什么呢
？So who is Paul?
你那座城里只是在那边头头是道讲人的智慧，讲哲学的话语吗
？In your city, all you discuss are just philosophies.
我这边是讲医学，我是医病救人呐。
We talk about medicine. We treat, we help those who are ill.
那更重要的，圣经里直接的指出，这个亚波罗是有学问的。
So in other words, they're basically pointing out that they're saying Apollos is very learned.
啊，你看那个中文的和合本翻译的话，那个有学问的那个字又可以翻译成有口才的。
And also in the Chinese Bible, the words also could be translated into meaning someone who's eloquent.
更重要的，这个人呢，他最能讲解圣经啊。
And most importantly, he is able to speak and teach accurately of things in the Bible.
他能讲耶稣的事，详细的解释。教训人呢
？And that is recorded in the Bible says that he could speaking and teaching accurately the things concerning Jesus.
我们可以看一看啊。
And、so we could see.
我们中间或者我们见到的一些弟兄姐妹们。
Among us or other people that we have met, the brother and sister we have met.
啊，虽然很多人有些人他很有知识，我讲是圣经的知识。
And so even though a lot of people may have a lot of Bible knowledge,
他心里很明白。
They may have a good understanding in their hearts.
但是他没有口才啊。
But yet they do not have the eloquence.
他讲不出来啊。
They can't share it.
或者说他讲了半天在那边，大家听不懂啊。
Or rather, maybe he's been talking for half a day and no one understand what they were trying to say.
我们是不是常常也有这个时候？我们查经的时候是不是有这种经历？
Do we have not had similar experience when we were studying the Bible?
或者我们来。在这里听信息的时候，是不是有这种经历
？Or sometimes we come here to listen to the message.
啊，当我站在这里的时候，讲了没几分钟，大家就开始点头了，对不对
？Or I'm standing here speaking for only a few minutes, and I'm starting people are starting to nod their heads.
你知道吗？在哥林多后书里头，那群人怎么形容保罗的吗
？And so do you know that in 2 Corinthians, how did people describe?Paul.
他说原来看到你的信的时候、啊、你这个信上的言语啊极其的沉重。
He said that his personal, even though his words are very heavy.
但我看到你这个人的时候原来你这个人啊其貌不扬。
But then your personal presence is unimpressive.
而且言语是粗俗的。
And his speech contemptible.
我们这位亚波罗不是这样啊。
But not so for Apollos.
他满腹经纶。
He's full of the Bible scriptures.
而且蛮有口才。
And is eloquent.
你可以设想这个人。
So imagine this person.
一篇道讲下来。
So as he finished his message.
上至天文，下至地理。
He talk about everything from the heaven to down to earth.
每隔五分钟给你说一个笑话。
And there's a joke thrown in there every 5 minutes.
哎，而且他还把神的 耶稣基督给你讲的清清楚楚啊。
And he also can teach accurately the things of Christ.
这样的人。
So somebody like that.
喜欢不喜欢
？Do you like him?
我们是属他的。
And they say, we are of him.
说到这里。
So here.
又有一群人不服了。
So when these people say that, there's another group who do not feel that satisfied. And they say, who's Paul?
亚波罗算什么？
Who's Apollos?
出身大城市又怎么样呢？
So what of it that they were born of these large cities?
蛮有知识又怎么样呢？
What of it that they are full of?
你的出身是你的父母给你的嘛？
So where you're born is because of your parents.
你满腹经纶又怎么样呢？
You're full of the Bible scriptures, so what?
圣经里一句话我们都会记得的，对不对？
So there's a Bible passage that we all remember.
知识只能叫人自暴自弃。
That the knowledge could only boast a man's own ego.
然后我告诉你一个秘诀啊，弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters, let me share this the secret with you.
神的工人呐。
So the servant of God.
不是从神学院这类培训机构出来的。
They didn't come from these seminaries.
神的工人呐。
God's servant.
是从跟从主的那条生命的道上长出来的。
Comes from or grows from those who follow the path of life.
Of 福气不福气啊？
Isn't that a blessed life?
不服气？
Do you agree?
我这里就有一位。
We have someone like that.
就是基法。
He's Cephas.
名字翻译出来就是彼得嘛。
Translate the name translates to Peter.
彼得算什么呢？
So who's Peter?
他有什么知识啊？
So what knowledge does he have?
他没有知识啦。
He had none.
啊，圣经里明明告诉我们，他是一个没有学问的小民啊。
The Bible clearly tells us that he is someone who has not much knowledge, or not so much educated, not much educated.
这个没有学问，翻译白了就是文盲呐。
So to say plainly, he does not he's not educated, uneducated. He can't even read.
那这个小字在哥林多后书另外一个翻译就是粗俗啊。
So he's basically it's a very uneducated person.
哎，你能想到这个事实吗？
So can you think of?
因为他是一介渔夫嘛。
And it's because he's a fisherman.
又没有接受过任何的教育。
He hasn't been educated.
那人看起来当然是一个粗俗的人了。
So of course, to others, he looks like somebody who's uneducated.
而且呢，他是生在哪个地方呢？
And also, he was born where?
他是生在不塞大。
He was born in
不塞大，然后生活在加百农啊。
And then he was
这两座城市在加利利那个地区好像还算两座城嘛。
So he was born in he was living in Bethsaida.
Oh.
And so these cities still known in that area.
但是这两座城比起这个罗马这个整个罗马帝国来算什么城啊？
And also he lived in Galilee, but these two cities compared to the city of Rome, that's nothing.
啊，用我们国内的现在的话来说。
So to use today's context,
可能只能排到五线城市以后了。
It's probably like a fifth tier city.
但是你知道这个人吗？
But do you know this person?
他是主在地上起来服侍的时候，他是被主所选用的十二名门徒之中的第一位啊。
But he is the first out of the 12 apostles that's chosen by the Lord.
那在三年之中。主常常带三个人单独的去做一些事情，这他就是其中的一个。
And in 3 years, the Lord sometimes would go and bring only 3 apostles, disciples with him to do certain things, and Peter was always one of them.
哎，更重要的还是他的讲道了。
And most importantly are his messages.
你知道在五旬节那天
？And then do you remember the part about Pentecost?
他第一次站起来讲道。
That was the very first time he rose up to share the message, to share the gospel.
他把旧约里头的那些经文啊，那样流利准确的应用到这个信息之中。
He was able to quote from the Old Testament very eloquently and to apply them to on a matter of faith regarding the message of faith.
哎，你这个保罗，你不是那个加玛利的弟子吗
？So Paul, being a student. Of Gamaliel.
你也未必知道这些旧约的经文呢。
Probably you're not as well versed in these passages.
他一次布道三千人信主。
And so when he shared message, 3,000 people converted and believed.
接着第二次来布道，光信主的男丁就五千了。
And then the second time when he preached, there were just counting the men, there were 5,000.
那圣经里记载了，在《使徒行传》里头记载着保罗最后一次下耶路撒冷的时候。
So if you recall in the Bible, the very last time when Paul entered into Jerusalem.
但是耶路撒冷的众教会里头的那个雅各和众长老们在。在保罗前面有一个什么样的夸口呢？
And then Jacob as well as the other elders, what kind of words do they have for Paul?
他说，兄台，你看犹太人中信主的有多少万呢？
You see, brother, how many thousands there are among the Jews of those who have believed.
你记住，他在这里夸口他的数量的时候是以万为单位的。
So pay attention here. When they praise him, they use people who are numbered in tens of thousands.
啊，这个多少不是一个疑问的口气哈。
So regarding this number is not a of question.
这个多少的这个原文的字是一个感叹字。
So they're actually exclaiming how many have become believers.
就是何等的意思啊。
It means like
我们常常
how many.
我们不是常常在教众中主的爱给我们，我们诉说不尽，我们只能说何等啊！
And so just in similar ways, as we give thanks to God and say how many blessings you have given us.
我们这里信主的人啊，以万为单位，而且这个万的数目是何等的多啊！我无法用言语弥表。
And basically, they're saying that we have tens of thousands who become believers. The number we cannot use simple words to represent.
是不是跟激发？传福音有关。
So doesn't that have to do that number of believers doesn't that have to do with Kephas preaching?
我们前面也有感恩聚会哈。
We have Thanksgiving gospel nights.
我们今年的这个聚会，我们弟兄说到的主题是要将福音传到外邦，传到地极啊。
And in our gathering, our brothers shared on central message of.Sharing the gospel to the ends of the earth.
我们的弟兄们辛辛苦苦准备一篇道到这里来一讲，你看看下面有多少个人举手。
And so our brother prepared so hard for the message, and then when he shared the message, if you take a look, how many people raise their hands?
你看看这位彼得。
But if you take a look at this, what Peter?
这位基法。
What he experienced?
然而重要的还不仅仅在这里啊。
And what's more important? What's most important is not just this.
你知道这个基法的名字怎么来的吗？
Do you know, Kephas, his name? How did it come about?
哎，原来基法呀，他原来名字不叫基法呀。
So it turns out that his name wasn't Kephas originally.
他叫西门呐。
He's called Simon.
你知道西门在那个时候名字很普遍呐。
Know that the name Simon is very commonplace back then.
哎，就像我这个名字，我是文革那个时期，我爸爸妈妈给我取的，在国内也是很多的。
So, for example, my name was given by my parents during the Cultural Revolution. So, and there were a lot of names just like mine.
所以你看看四本福音书，那个西门就数不过来了啦。
So, just looking at the four gospel books, just the name Simon, just trying to count it, you can't count how many times.
所以圣经里把他的父亲名字给加进来，以示区别嘛。
And so that's why they in the Bible they added his father's name into it so that in order to separate him out from the other Simon.
原来基法这个名字，他原来是叫西门巴约拿呀。
So it turns out that Kephas' name originally is Simon Bar Jonah.
翻译出来就是一个小石头啊。后来在那个约翰福音的时候，当他的弟弟带他去见主耶稣的时候。
And then so in John. In the book of John, it records that when Simon's brother led him to see Jesus.
那是是个彼得第一次去见主耶稣啊。
Was that the first time that Peter saw Jesus?
主耶稣就赐给他这个新的名字，你要叫基法。
So that was the first time that he saw Jesus, and so Jesus said that your name shall be Kephas.
基法的这个意思，我刚才说的就是小石头啊。
So it means, like I said, that word means it's a little rock.
然而在人的眼中不是块小石头啊。
But yet, in the eyes of people, he's not just a little rock.
因为神跟基法说了一句话。
Because God said this to Cephas.
他说我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
And he said, I will build my church upon this rock that the power of Hades cannot overcome it.
所以你看到现在这个遍布全地的这些天主教，他们把第一代的那个天皇啊，这个教皇啊，就把彼得给抓过来了。
And so that's why you see in the Catholic Church, they view Peter as the very first Pope.
当然这些是人的意见哈。
But of course, these are just will of the people.
但是圣经里告诉我们一个事实。
But yet the Bible tells us this reality.
主耶稣跟彼得说，我要把这个天国的钥匙交给你。
The Lord said to Peter that I will give you the keys to the heaven.
你要看英文，我们弟兄翻译的话，你知道那不是一把钥匙，它是用了一个复数的形式。
So they pay attention that it's a plural, it's keys.
到底有多少把呢？
So how many are there?
使徒行传里头启示给我们至少有三把。
So Acts shows us that, revealed to us that at least there are three.
在启示录第在使徒行传第二章五旬节的那天。
So in Acts chapter 2 in the Pentecost,
这位基法拿着天国的钥匙向犹太人打开了那个天国的大门。
So Cephas taking this key opened the door, the heavenly door to the Israelites.
使徒行传第八章，这位基法来到撒玛利亚。
And then in chapter 8, this Cephas came to Samaria.
他又用一把钥匙向撒玛利亚人打开了那天国的钥匙。
And then he
天国的门。
Used another key to open the door to the heaven for the Samaritan.
使徒行传第十章。
And then in Acts chapter 10,
这位基法来到哥尼流的家中。
And Cephas came to the house of Cornelius.
他向外邦人打开了那天国的门。
He opened the heavenly door to the Gentiles.
想一想呢。
So think about this.
保罗、
Paul、
亚伯罗、
Apollos
都是在外邦人中传福音、讲解基督嘛。
So they all served among the Gentiles and share with them about Christ.
如果不是基法把这个钥匙、把这个天国的门打开，你那外邦人的使徒能干什么呢？
And if it wasn't for Cephas using his keys to open up these doors to the Gentiles, what good has Paul and Apollos preaching done?
我们是属他的。
So these people say, we belong to him.
到了这里应该结束。
So it should have ended right there.
但圣经里告诉我们没有结束。
But yet, the Bible tells us these boasting did not end there.
还有一部分人起来说，我们是属基督的。
And there's another group who rose up and said, we are of Christ.
当然这句话是对的。
True. That particular sentence, the other is true.
我们都是属基督的。
We all belong to Christ.
然而你把这句话用在这样的语境之中，这样的场合之中，是不是变了味呢？
But yet, when this particular phrase is used in this particular context,
因为,
they have misplaced it.
因为这群人把耶稣基督的名给拉下来，放在神的仆人的一般的名字之并列。
Because by using his name, they basically drag Christ's name down to the level the same as the God's servant.
并且而且造成分别，造成纷争。
And in addition, by making that statement, it caused division and quarrels among the people.
这就是纷争。这个本身就是一种争竞，一种争吵。
And so this itself is an infighting, a division.
所以当我们回过头来看这个纷争这个字的意思的时候，
So when we turn back and take a look at this word divided,
这个字在整本新约里头总共出现了九次。
So in the whole Bible it appeared nine times.
三次被翻译成纷争。
So three times it's been translated to mean divided.
六次被翻译成争竞。
So six times it means it's been translated to mean quarrel.
争竞。其中
the divided.
七次 都是与那个嫉妒那个字连在一起的。
And so all of those times, remaining seven times, it's been used with the word jealousy together.
换句话说，这个尊敬的灵跟那嫉妒的灵是合在一起的。
In other words, the spirit of division and the spirit of jealousy are together.
所以保罗在哥林多前书第三章第三节那边这样说。
And so that's why Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 3 he said,
你们人是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒有纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体，照着世人的样子行吗？
He said, for you are still fleshly, for since there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not fleshly, and are you not walking like mere men?
啊，有时候我是属保罗的，有时候我是属亚波罗的，这岂不是你们和世人一样吗？
For when one says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not mere men?
什么叫跟世人一样啊？
What does it mean to be like mere men?
什么叫做照着世人的样子行啊？
What does it mean to act like mere men?
时间关系，我不能跟你们再有所交通了。
So due to time constraint, I will not share too much into this.
我讲一个字，弟兄姐妹们就明白。
So but I share this one word with you and you'll understand.
什么叫粉丝啊？
What does fans mean?
啊，什么叫粉丝啊？
What does fans mean?
就是这里的纷争啊。
That's what ultimately causes this
division. 圣经里告诉我们，保罗在这里说，你们是属肉体的。
So that's what the Bible says, Paul tells them that you are flesh, still fleshly.
你们是属于婴孩。
You are just like babes.
你知道婴孩有什么样的问题所在吗？
So what kind of problems that the infant have?
婴孩，如果我们一直停留在这个婴孩的这个状态之中，
If we stay at the stage as an infant,
择机拦阻了神那永远旨意的成就。
It will prohibit us from, will prevent God's will from being completing.
最直接的一点，主耶稣在里有两个条件嘛，对不对？
So more directly, our Lord Jesus' second coming has two requirements.
啊，一个是福音传遍地极，对不对？得救的人数要填满。
First requirement is that the gospel is to be shared among all ends of the all corners of the earth, and that the numbers need to be fulfilled.
第二个就是教会基督身量的长成。
And secondly is that the church to be mature to be to the stature of Christ.
如果我们都是停留在婴孩的状态，基督的身量怎么能长成呢？
So if we all stay as infants, how could we the church mature into the stature of Christ?
啊，前段时间国际上报道，如果我们用微信的话，我们也有一个报道，有一个词是形容我们国内的人呢。
So, if you use the app WeChat, and there's a couple of months ago, there's a particular word that's been very popular among people used in mainland China that described the people in China, mainland China.
叫巨婴。
It means that a giant baby.
何等可怕。
How frightening that is.
那个他保罗在这里说你们这些是属肉体的。
And so here Paul says that you are still fleshly.
如果我们还记得罗马书第八章第八节那边说到属肉体的人不能得神的喜悦。
And so Romans 8:8 it says, those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
如果我们去看加拉太书五章十九到二十节的时候，
If you look at Galatians chapter 5 verse 19, it says,
那里讲到情欲的事啊，情欲是指到肉体的贪欲啊，肉体的私欲啊，这情欲的事是明显的。
And it says, now the deeds of the flesh are evident.
那里列了十六样，其中一样就是增进了。
And then he listed 16 outward signs, and one of those is strife.
在那边清楚地告诉我们，行这样事的人不能承受神的国。
And it says, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
如果我们再回过头来看, 罗马书第一章, 28到32节那一段的时候,
and if we turn look back to Romans chapter 1, 20, verse 28 to 32,
那里也同样列出了17样那个罪的表现。
And in the same way, it lists out 17 outward signs of sin.
其中一样就是真经了。And
again, one of those things is strife.
人他在那边更是严肃地告诉我们, 行这样的事的人在神的眼中所判断的是当死的。
And then he says that the ordinance of God that those who practice such things are worthy of death.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
认识到这个分党结派的这个严重性吗?
Do you now realize the seriousness of division among church?
所以到了这一章我们读到的最后一段经文的时候,
So now when we come to the last passage,
保罗很严肃地告诉我们一件事,
Paul very seriously tells us this.
他说所以无论是谁都不可以拿人来夸口, 因为万有全是你们的。
So then let no one boast in men, for all things belong to you.
听我们的翻译,
so here this English version.
中文里说我们不能拿人来夸口,
so it says, so then let no one boast in men.
我们的弟兄的翻译是我们这些人是在人中间夸口,
so that we cannot boast men among other men.
你嘴上说我是属保罗的,
You, with your lips, you say, I am of Paul.
在人眼中以为是你在拿保罗在那边夸口。
So, in people's eyes, they will interpret you as being boastful of Paul.
圣经里告诉我们不是的。
So the Bible tells us this cannot be.
乃是你自己这样在人中夸口。
This is not so, but rather that you are boasting in men.
因为万有都是你们的。
For all things belong to you.
或保罗,或亚波罗,或基法,都是你们的。
Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, it's all you.
不是我们属他的。
It's not that we belong to him.
那是他是我们的。
Or that he belongs to us.
全是我们的。
That all belongs to us.
我们都是属基督的。
We are all of Christ.
基督都是属神的。
And Christ is of God.
这是神所定规的那个救恩的奇妙。
And that is the miracle of God.
我们为着神把保罗、把亚波罗、把基法放在我们中间，我们而感谢神。
That we shall give thanks to God for placing Paul, Apollos, and Cephas among us.
然而他们是我们的。
But yet, they belong to us.
他们不是能够成为我们给予自己夸口的一个渠道。
And not that they are a channel for which we could boast in men.
他在我们中间是为了成全我们。
So they are to complete us, to fulfill, support us. That's why they came among us.
让我们在这个地方所活出来的见证，让人知道我们是属于基督的。
So that we can live our life a testimony, so that people can know that we are of Christ.
让我们知道这里的聚会不是人的。
So that people know that we gather here not because of men.
我们在这里的聚会是神的。
That we gather here because we belong to God.
我已经用足了时间，我只能停在这里。
So that's all the time I have. I'll stop here.
我们低头有点祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，愿意你的话摆在弟兄姐妹的面前。
Lord, may you, as you lay your words among, in front of the brothers and sisters,
虽然是那么的严肃,
even though this is a very serious matter, we pray that you will continue to prick our hearts,
让我们真正的能够在你的里面能够活出那个义的见证来,
so that we can live out this one and only true testimony.
我们在你的家中, 我们彼此扶持,彼此配搭,
that we help support one another in your house,
让我们能够彼此成全,
so that we can complete one another.
这就是让我们能够在你的旨意之中，在你的爱中能够被彼此相合。And
we could complete one another in your love and in your will.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.